Good Saturday morning, guys, and welcome to Exit Strategies Radio Show. I am your host, Corwin J. Millett, broker and owner of Exit Realty Group, Low Country Group, in beautiful, beautiful North Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, if this is your first time listening to this show, you, sir, ma'am, are in for a treat because our mission here is very simple. I mean, very, very, very simple. That is to empower our community through financial literacy and real estate education, guys. We're legacy building. That is what we do. So when you're out there making things happen for your family, when you're doing the things to set up not just your children, but their children and the children that are yet to come, I want you to put a hashtag on that on social media that says that you're legacy building, because that is what you are doing. So you can catch us on social media. You can catch us on YouTube. You can catch us on Facebook, guys. Please go share, like our content. Guys, sometimes the message that we are delivering here today is for you. Sometimes it is for someone else that you know, all right? For somebody else that you know. So we want to make sure we get the word and the message out. You can also, our format, guys, is also on podcasts on WJNIGospel.com as well as on oldschool92.com. Please, guys, go check out the stations. Our sister station, again, 92.1 Old School Hip Hop. Guys, look, if you're like me, look, you're going to get this word in, but you know what you're also going to do? You're going to drop down and get your boogie on every now and again, all right? So what I mean by that, please go by and check out our podcast. Please share it. You know, maybe you've missed something on the show. You want to hear it again, listening at work, whatever it is. Guys, please, please, please go share our content. Let your neighbors and your friends know we're trying to get this information out here to people, guys, so you'll be better informed. You'll be better informed consumers out there in the real estate market, guys out there in the financial market, because that's the information that we bring to you, all right? So, guys, last week, we really kind of doubled down and focused and talked about, we talked about home ownership and student loan debt, all right? So that was what our focus was last week. We really, really, really kind of, you know, went in about that. And I'm going to be very direct about it. Guys, our partners have been extremely busy. So it's been very difficult to get people scheduled to come join us and bring a different perspective. But you're always going to get mine. All right. So student loan debt, we talked about that last week. If you missed that show, guys, please go back, look for it, listen to it. Because if you were priced out, kept out of the market because of student loan debt, look, that might not be the case going forward. And we want you to be in a position to take advantage of, you know, new changes, rule change that is coming down related to FHA government backed loans. All right. So please, please go back, take a look at that. Listen to it. Check the information out. Let's find out what's going on so we can figure out and find out how that benefits and will help you. All right. So today's show, we're going to talk about a few different things. Now, you know, we really haven't talked about real estate investing and all that stuff in quite some time. And I'm going to be very frank and direct about it. I've told a number of my clients over the past, you know, several months, you know, I am just challenged by the eviction moratorium, you know, throughout the entire process. So if you're an investor and you're looking at buying a property for a rental, you know, let's not talk about fix and flip, guys, because, you know, really and truly, that's speculators. That's not necessarily what real estate investing is. Real estate investing is buying and holding, buying real estate, holding it, renting it, leasing it, whatever it may be. But ultimately, keeping that asset as a vehicle to generate wealth and help grow wealth for future use. All right. So that's really what real estate investing is. You know, we oftentimes, you know, kind of look at it from the standpoint and perspective of it's the quick in and the quick out. And what I mean by that is jumping in on a property, you know, doing some work, you know, now sometimes it's the lipstick on the pig. Please excuse that reference, but sometimes it's a little bit of paint, it's a little bit of flooring, it's a little bit of this or that, and putting it on the market at a substantially higher price and making some money. And I'm not saying that that's not a profitable endeavor at times. It is inherent with risk at times. However, true real estate investing fundamentally is the acquisition of property, real property, that is subsequently rented or used by someone else and a residual return is made on that. All right. Yeah, that's what it is. So I've been sorely challenged throughout the entire eviction moratorium to advise clients to buy rental properties. You know why? Because buying rental properties and then it subsequently not being able to collect rent when you may have a mortgage payment to make on that property is risky. All right. So obviously we're doing our diligence, making sure we're informing our clients and, you know, potential or prospective investors. Hey, look, this is what's going on. If you want to do it, great. No worries. If you don't, great. No worries. We completely understand, but we're going to make sure that you understand what is going on in the market before we just randomly, arbitrarily, if you will, just run you out there to buy a rental property. You need to know, right? And sometimes that doesn't happen. Sometimes you guys as consumers do not get the information you need to know before you make a decision. You then learn after you made the decision, after you have entered into whatever agreement, after you purchased the property, that, hey, look, all right, tenant might not pay your rent. Well, where am I going to get my rent money from? Well, thank goodness during the latter part, if you will, of the moratorium, the government made funds available to assist landlords. Now, we've spoken about that, touched on that on this show in previous episodes, just letting people know that if you are a landlord, all right, if you're a landlord, then you have the ability to seek, get help, assistance, funds to help you during this time period, all right? Now, there's a process. It ain't just show up, hey, my tenant ain't paid, give me some money. No. You gotta give some information, gotta have some verifications, some certifications, if you will. So basically you certifying that you didn't receive payment. In turn, they're gonna probably contact your tenant as well in this process to verify, because that assistance is for the tenant that you receive it as a landlord. So, you know, we're now quickly, if you will, approaching the end of the moratorium. So July 31st, the moratorium is to go away. All right. So I want you to understand first and foremost how this stuff works. See, oftentimes we look at it with very narrow goggles or through a narrow lens when it's much broader than what we anticipate and expect. So the eviction moratorium came about as an act from the CDC, Center for Disease Control, said, hey, we don't need people moving around during COVID. You know, people need to stay in place. You know, if they're not paying rent, then you can't evict them. They need to stay where they are, that kind of thing. To be very frank and direct about it, our listeners, to be very frank and direct about it, plenty of people moved around during COVID. Plenty of people purchased houses. You know, the Charleston market, many of you are experiencing this as you have been in the market looking for a home, or maybe you're thinking about selling your home. You've noticed that people are still buying and people are still selling homes on a daily basis. You still see U-Haul trucks, Penske, budget rental trucks. You still see all these trucks moving on the highways and byways, as the pastor would say. You still see them coming into your neighborhood and leaving your neighborhood because people are moving in or people are moving out and so forth and so on. So in actuality, there has not been much change in the real estate market as it relates to the purchase and sale of real property, okay? What has been a change is rentals. That's where this moratorium impacts and affects. So it didn't stop people from buying or selling houses. But what it did do is stop people from receiving rental income on a property if the tenant had a hardship and was unable to pay. Okay. Now I'm gonna be very direct about it. And guys, this is not opinion. This is not, you know, us leading you. This is just a matter of fact that there are some that took advantage of that moratorium and just decided not to pay. This goes back to also on the ownership side, where there was a moratorium, if you will, a forbearance period that was given or offered that some people as homeowners took advantage of and in turn didn't pay their mortgage. So in turn, they is, you know, foreclosure as well as eviction were both halted for a time period. Now, we're not going to focus right this second on the foreclosure piece. We're focusing on the eviction moratorium for a particular purpose. So we want to talk about real estate investing. I want to kind of get you back, guys, focused on that. For those of you who are looking to generate and create wealth, I want to get you guys focused on a mindset on how you can make an acquisition, how you can grow and leverage that acquisition to real income or an income stream in the future for your children, for yourself, or what have you. See, we keep doing this thing wrong. We keep looking at it with tunnel vision. We keep looking at the people on Facebook that's trying to get the likes, this here and that, and the third. Yes, somebody bought a house, but did they really create wealth? You know, people are selling houses after, you know, whatever time period, and they're walking away with money. But in the current market, the money they're walking away with, the house they sold, they can't buy another house like that. They're going to spend the money to go buy a more expensive home, which basically still will put them back into, if not worse than the position they're currently in. And I'm going to give you an example of that as we kind of go along here today in today's show. So I want you to understand that we have to look at this thing differently. We have to look at it not as it is presented to us from, you know, the media, from social media, what have you. We got to look at this fundamentally, and we got to understand what's really going on and happening out here in the day to day, technically, quote unquote, out here in these streets. All right. So if you are looking to create wealth, if you're looking to be a landlord, so now we need to start talking about, again, how that eviction moratorium has impacted some, but also have an understanding of what that means next. So let's talk about what that means next. Moratorium, again, is set to end on July 31st, all right? July 31st, that's it. After then, for non-payment, landlords will be able to go into court and petition for the removal of a tenant, obviously, if they haven't paid rent. Now, the expectation, the realization is that there will be some cases that will be heard. There will be some cases that a workout may be entered into prior to, and those cases won't be heard. There may be a backlog in a court, so it may take a little bit of time for some of these things to kind of work themselves out. If you are a tenant and you're having a financial hardship, you need to make sure that you contact your landlord immediately and try to work something out, period, all right? So guys, look, we're coming up quickly on our first break. I want to put a pause in right there, and we'll pick up right after the break, guys, talking about what you need to do if you're facing that hardship. Guys, you're listening to Exit Strategies Radio Show. I'm your host, Colwin J. Millett, and we'll be right back.
Hey, you want to buy a house? No down payment? We got a solution. Please check out our website for more information for down payment assistance programs that may be available on any home that you want to buy in South Carolina. That is nodownpaymentsc.com. Again, that is nodownpaymentsc.com. Please check it out. Get that information. Let's buy this house. nodownpaymentsc.com. That's nodownpaymentsc.com. You've been thinking about selling that home. You placed it on the market. It didn't sell. Maybe you have a home and you just need it gone today. I have an option for you. I need you to give me a call, 843-225-3759. We're paying cash for your home. Offers on the spot. Closing quickly. Give me a call, 843-225-3759, or send us a text, 843-225-3759.
And we are back, guys. Second segment, Exit Strategies Radio Show. I am your host, Colwin J. Millett, broker and owner of Exit Realty Low Country Group in beautiful North Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, if this is your first time listening to this show, you, sir or ma'am, are in for a treat, because our mission here is very simple. That is to empower our community through financial literacy and real estate education, guys. We are legacy building. That is what we do. All right. Catch us on social media, Facebook, YouTube. Guys, you can catch our podcast on WJNI Gospel. Yes, with Jesus, nothing is impossible. Gospel.com. Also on oldschool92.com as well, guys. Please go hit the podcast tab, look for Exit Strategies Radio Show. Check us out. If something you missed on today's show or maybe a previous show, you want to go back and listen and something in there, that little nugget or something useful to you, want to share it with someone, go get that information and bring it back. So guys, look here, we're going to jump right back in, because before the break, we're talking about this eviction moratorium and what that means for you. And I was stressing right before we ended for our first break that if you're a tenant and you're behind on your rent, the eviction moratorium ends July 31st. If you've not made an attempt to work something out with your landlord, do so immediately. All right? Do so immediately. Make sure that you are making an effort to pay rent. We understand that things happen financially, so forth and so on. But what sometimes tenants don't understand is just because someone is renting a property to you does not mean that they don't have debt, that they don't have obligation, they don't have a mortgage on that property. Sometimes people think, well, if you own rental property, then you're collecting all the rent and you're keeping all the money. No, you know how many owners of real property there are that have renters that they're renting a property for $1,500, and they got a mortgage payment of $1,200 on the property? Yeah, so they make $300 a month for you to live there. And the first time that something breaks, they got to spend money to fix it. So most of them, many of them, aren't making cash flow, aren't making a profit. They're just merely breaking even. Now, some of you would ask, why would somebody do that? Well, number of reasons. One, maybe, just maybe, you're renting a property from them that at some point in time they plan to move back into. Yeah, imagine that. Maybe they got relocated for work. We see this a lot with military. Military will buy property and then, okay, but I love that area, I'm probably going to move back. So instead of me selling the house, you know, I'm going to rent the house out. I'm going to, you know, get deployed. I'm going to get, you know, stationed PCS somewhere else. And in turn, one day when I retire or what have you, I'll end up back in Charleston or in whatever area. And I want to keep the house, so I'll just rent it until I'm ready to move back, and then they move back. So obviously for them, it's an advantage for them to keep the home, even though they're not cash flowing it money every month or making money overall. What they're doing is preserving their price for the home, because as you all know and see, today you buy a home for $250,000 and tomorrow it may be worth $300,000 or more. So now if I own this home and I'm renting it out and prices go up in the area, in the neighborhood, when I decide to move back, I'm not paying the prices of old. So I'm gonna give you a prime example. You know, we have a member of our group who used to live in Maryland. They bought a home here in Charleston over 10 years ago. They came down, visited, loved the area. They bought a home here and they rented that home out because they bought the home anticipating retiring and moving to the Charleston area, all right? So in doing so, they bought the home, they rented it out, tenant paying, you know, covering the mortgage, things of that nature over a time period. And when they moved down, what they did was they went in, completely renovated the house, so updated cabinets, kitchens, bathrooms, all these things, flooring, repainted, all this stuff, so then they could move in themselves. They bought the home, their future home. Now, see, in order for us to do that, guys, we got to have some foresight. We got to have some vision. And see, Elder Sandra Evans, you know, look here, and I got to mess with Pastor, but Pastor Vanderbilt Evans Sr., see, if I'm putting the senior on it now, he'll get me. But his wife, Elder Evans, she always would say this thing to me. She said, Corwin, the people lack vision. See, you got to have some vision in order for you to be successful at real estate investing. See, it's not the narrow-minded approach of just trying to make some money. See, making money is different than creating wealth. See, making money doesn't make you financially free. Creating wealth does. So I want you to ask yourself, are you interested in financial freedom? And by financial freedom, what I mean is that you are free from worry, from concern, to do certain things. Think about that. Financial freedom means that you have an ability to not worry when it's time to make a purchase, when it's time to do a particular thing. See, financial freedom, you know, somebody in the family, you know, gets ill or something happens and they're away and you need to go to them. Financial freedom gives you the ability to make that happen without being concerned about the financial repercussions. Meaning, I can go visit someone or run to a family member on the other side of the country or other side of the world or wherever it is, and my bills are still gonna get paid. That's financial freedom. See, making money, it just means you got money coming in, but that don't mean, we're not talking about the money that goes out. See, many of you have very good paying jobs, but at the end of the day, your bank account looks just like you don't, because the expenses are high. So we're gonna kind of, for the latter part of this year, we're gonna really delve deeper into financial freedom. We're gonna talk about creating wealth. We're gonna keep bringing up ways and ideas and discuss the tips and tricks, if you will, of wealth building, of creating and building wealth, so that you can get to a point of financial freedom. Because see, many of you are struggling, you're suffering in your current situation because you're trying to mirror your life after someone else. And I just recently had the opportunity, and for many of you who know me, know that I serve our real estate industry. I serve in our industry at the local, state, and national level. And there's a lot of people that don't, but it's okay. But I serve at the national, state, and local level because of what I deem to be a commitment to making sure that I know as much and as involved as much to impact our industry for the betterment of the people that work in it, but also, and most importantly, you, all the consumer. So this past week, in interviewing for an upcoming leadership class, and I was on the interview panel, not interviewing, I completed the leadership course some years ago, but in doing so, somebody said something during the course of their interview that oftentimes that we are doing the things for likes. See, and only when you see that, when you see those things, all you're getting is the highlight reel. You know, we miss the day-to-day. See, most people don't really understand how much work goes into a real estate transaction. They have no idea. They see a beautiful house. They see a beautiful, you know, buyer or seller or whoever it is or whoever they are. They see an agent that's happy and excited. They see maybe a check, maybe. They see all of that, but they don't see any of the things that went into making that happen. They don't see the buyer's struggle to get financing, the lender's questions, the last minute, you know, hopes, dreams, you know, bubble being burst because maybe there was an issue, a problem, or there was a last minute, hey, we got to have this, and if we don't have this, you're not closing today, or you might not close at all. They don't see all of that. They don't see all the struggle that an agent sometimes goes through with a client, whether it be a buyer or a seller. They don't see the emotions. They don't see the disputes that sometimes happen within a transaction. And what I mean by that is, on occasion, people ain't on the same page. Let's face it. On occasion, you got, you know, maybe a hostile buyer. Maybe you got a hostile seller situation. You know, seeing those divorces and, you know, those kind of things get kind of messy, you know, tacky sometimes. So maybe that's the kind of thing that's going on. And you all as a consumer don't see that. So there's a lot that goes into a real estate transaction, period. So we want to focus not on the highlight reel. We want to focus on the reality. We want to get down to what the brass tacks are, what has to be done, what will be done in order to make sure that you're successful. So if you're a seller, I want to talk to you about, or going to talk to you quickly about a couple of programs that we offer, because moratoriums are going to be ending here soon. foreclosures. Guys, we don't expect there to be a massive wave. I'm going to level with you, and I'm going to tell you the same thing I tell my team, our group. Look, I don't expect a massive shift towards foreclosures, but what I do expect is a massive shift towards people who are in the process of working things out, meaning with their mortgage holder. They're trying to get payments in line, get back on track, you know, get a modification. I expect to see a lot of that happen. There will be some people who will just decide to sell and leave. But those people who decide to sell and leave, boom, those people will need options. So guys, we have a triple option listing program, guys. You'll see more marketing and advertising coming on that real soon. But it is a niche program that we have put together in our region, Exit Realty, to discuss and give people the opportunity to sell, to make home improvements, to get an advance to help them move. So if you want more information, guys, please reach out to our office on that. Guys, we're gonna bring in our upcoming, one of our upcoming shows in the next week or two, guys, we're gonna bring to you information about a couple of special programs, a lease purchase program if you are struggling on how to make a purchase in today's market, need a lease with option, we have a program for you. We're gonna bring that to you. Along with, if you're an investor and need help getting financing, we have some amazing loan programs that's at our fingertips available for you. So please make sure you reach out to us or one of our agents as quickly as possible for more information. So guys, look, as we wrap up today's show, I wanna tell you, thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of the Exit Strategies Radio family. It is extremely important to me that we serve you, but I'm extremely humbled by the opportunity to do so. And as I always say to you guys in closing, I love you, I love you, I love you, and I'm gonna see you guys out there in them streets.